Hi, Jacob.
Hello.
Hi, Jacob. My name is Nadine Medina. I'm one of the regional specialists. I handle pricing and details for your area. How's your day going so far? Pretty good?
Pretty good.
Awesome. Glad to hear that. I know it's only Tuesday, but here we are, right? So, it looks like you were speaking with Samantha, my representative. Did she do a good job explaining to you, like, the reason for the call?
Yeah.
For the most part? Okay.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, basically, we were reaching out to you today because we had this position that opened up within our company for your category on the first page of Google. So, we are looking for a business that's a good fit. I did a quick search just by your company name because I wanted to see, like, where you did have online presence.
Right.
And so, there's quite a few things that popped up for me. I mean, first of all, I see the website. That was the first thing that came up, right?
Yeah.
And then I also see that there is a Google Business profile page. It looks like you have about 14 five-star reviews on there. So great job on that.
Yeah.
Is this a page that you manage on your own, or are you working with someone already who's currently assisting you with that?
Yeah, I just started working with someone that's kind of helping with that.
Oh, I see. Okay. Are you on a contract with them? Or is it like a monthly subscription?
A month to month, yeah.
Okay. And that was pretty recent. I would probably say like what, within the last 30 days maybe?
Yes.
Okay. Then that would explain why I don't see you quite on the first page yet. So basically, are they just assisting you with the local SEO? Is there anything else that they're assisting you with aside from that? If I could ask.
They do. The website, local SEO and map SEO.
Okay. All right. So they're doing the local, not local service ads, right? Like the Google Guaranteed program? Okay.
No, yeah.
Okay. Are you familiar with that program by chance? It used to be called, okay. So that program is something that we could possibly help you with that would not interfere with the company that's currently assisting you now with your local SEO and the maps with the website.
Okay.
Let me tell you about that program, Jacob. I will say this. It is one of Google's better products, hands down. So it was formerly called Google Guaranteed Local Service Ads, right? Now they call it Google Verified. Those are the ones that you're going to see at the very tippy top of the page that have that check mark, okay?
Right, okay.
So basically what it is Google's pay-per-lead program where the lead is actually going to come to you in the form of a phone call. You are not sharing it with anyone. It is only sent to you, okay?
Okay.
Now, Google does have requirements for that program, and so I see that you do both plumbing and HVAC, right? Is that like your bread and butter, those two? Okay. So those are two separate categories. Basically, Google's going to run a background check on you. They want to make sure you don't have any felonies in the last 7 years. I'm assuming you're fine. Okay, perfect. Don't mean to offend anybody, but it's just part of the processes that they ask. Now, when it comes to the plumbing vertical, which is what I call the plumbing category, in other words, there is one of several licenses that they ask, and it only has to be one of these. It's the CR37, CR77, or the R37.
Okay.
Do you have
either one of those? I have the R37.
Perfect. Now, they do want you to carry at least a minimum, okay, of $250,000 in general liability insurance.
Yes, we have that.
Perfect. Okay. So, for the plumbing, you qualify.
Awesome.
Okay. Now, if we're talking about HVAC, okay, HVAC, there are several different ones, licenses.
Oh, yeah.
KB1, CR58, do you know which one you have?
79, CR79.
CR79, the AC and refrigeration, including solar, that one?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. So you actually qualify for that one too. So
okay.
How this would work, we have it's an application fee one time of $250, okay? And what we do is we send you the application. You're going to fill it out, upload your documents, submit the application, and in fact, Jacob, we push it through to Google to get it approved, okay?
Okay.
The approval, it'll take about 4 to 8 weeks, but I have seen some people get approved in 3 weeks. It really depends on how quickly you submit your application and respond to the background check, okay? Now, once you're approved, we're going to follow up with you to inform you of the approval and to activate your lease within 3 days, unless if you tell us otherwise, okay?
Okay. Hey, so now, I think I actually am approved for LFA already.
Did you do that on your own? Do you recall that?
Yes.
Okay.
With the verification and all that.
With the background check. It's not like the Google Business Profile one.
No, yeah, the background check and you got to prove your insurance and all that. I remember going through a lengthy process with Google for that.
How long ago was that, Jacob? Do you remember?
That had to have been in December or so. And
uh-huh.
I have previously ran LFA ads. I just have not
okay.
had a ton of success with it.
Do you know if they're turned on now?
I believe they are turned on, actually.
Let me see. Give me 1 second. Let me see if I can. I'm just going to look up plumbing.
Okay.
Because I'm going to see if I see you come up. Because I didn't see a profile, but let me specifically go as if I'm looking for plumbing and see what comes up. If I'm looking for plumbing, go ahead.
Because we did a rebrand as well. We just got through a rebrand from Summit Plumbing and Air to Goodly.
Okay.
That I wonder if that has anything to do with it, because when we were running ads, it was as Summit.
Well, you would need to update it with reflecting as the new. So, like, even right now, if I'm looking up plumbing, okay, for the Google Verified, the pay-per-lead program, there's Al Coronado Plumbing, Dunn Plumbing and Service, and Drain Service, Right Now Plumbing and Heating, Right Way Heating, Cool Willie, Aaron Plumbing, My Plumber Plumbing Services, Parker and Sons, Pride Plumbing, Roto-Rooter, DR Plumbing, Sidewinder Plumbing, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Pioneer Plumbing, Kells Plumbing, Curtis Plumbing Company, Goodfellas, Code Blue Plumbing, Plumbers King, Perry Plumbing, Drain Medics. Those are the only ones that are coming up there in Tucson. And you would have been in Tucson this whole time, right?
Yes.
Okay. If I'm looking at the HVAC, I'm looking to see if Summit comes up. There's Arizona Heating.
We didn't start anything on the HVAC.
Okay, so it would only be strictly plumbing, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I don't see anything. When was the last time that you looked at that profile? Do you remember?
It's been a little while, to be honest.
Okay. Yeah, I'm thinking, I mean, I don't know. I'm thinking that either you have your leads shut off, but because you know what? Even if your leads were paused, that profile would still be visible.
Okay.
Okay, so now you were originally Summit Plumbing, right? Then you switched to Goodly Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, right?
Yes.
So now what that tells me is it must not have been updated with your local service ads profile, the Google Verified.
Okay.
So I don't know. I mean, you're going to have to upload the business document again, the license that reflects showing the new company name. So you're going to, on your end, you would have to look into it. I mean, here's the thing, right? We can manage it for you, okay, but there would be a $250 transfer fee, okay? You would continue to pay Jacob Google directly for the leads. We will do the optimization, the management of the profile,
okay.
But you would pay us. It would be a 25% management fee per lead.
Okay.
But still paying Google directly for the lead. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So one is you're going to need to go in there and see, open up that profile and see if there's like some kind of notification there, I guess, as to why it's not active. Because I don't see it active. When I say active, it's not even visible. Even if the leads were on pause, your profile would still be showing. And I'm thinking it has to do with the name change.
Okay.
So I hope that kind of makes sense.
No, yeah, for sure. I'll definitely have to dig into that.
Okay. I don't know when you would be able to look at it. I mean, again, it's something we could assist you with, but, I mean, we would need your CID number, and you're going to have to get in there anyways to find out if there's, like, a notification. You should have gotten something telling you, like, hey, you know, we need this updated or this doesn't match, because now when you think about it like this, you now have a profile out there. I'm just wondering, okay, so the profile that I'm looking at with the new company name. Hold on. I just want to make sure that there's not one out there that says Summit. You know what I mean?
Right.
If the Summit, so on the Summit one, did you use that same profile and update it with the new name?
I have not yet.
You must have. You must have, and I'll tell you why. So there's a Summit Cooling and Heating Inc. That's not you.
No.
Right? Okay.
No.
There's a Summit Heating and Air Conditioning LLC, but that's not you either.
No.
And then there's the Goodly Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. So this tells me that the name must have been updated on the profile for Summit, updated to the Goodly. The same profile is what I'm thinking. Who did the Goodly Heating one?
Who did the...
The profile, the GBP.
It was... The website creator.
Okay. Did you tell the website creator that you already had a Google Business profile for Summit Plumbing and Air?
I don't remember if I did or did not. I'm sure I did.
You must have, because you would have had to have given him access.
Okay. Yeah, they might have access to the Summit. And they might have changed it to Goodly.
And that's what's going on then. So when they, if you told them I already have that, they got the access to it, they updated it with the new company name. So now that means that, because see, that profile, the one for the Google pay-per-lead program, that profile's a Summit one, right? Originally.
Right.
It wasn't updated with the new company name, and that profile's got to be attached to a Google Business profile. But now, according to Google, there's not a Google Business profile out there for Summit. So there's inconsistency. So I bet you if you log in there, you're going to see that it's going to give you some notification. It should have given you a notification that it's not valid. Because a Google Business profile, even though there's two separate profiles, that Google Business profile, in order for you to have the Google pay-per-lead program, it has to be attached with the Google Business profile.
Okay.
There has to be one out there. You can't just do Google Guaranteed by itself. Okay?
I see.
So that could be what's going on, is what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I see.
But you would definitely need to go and look into that to see what notification it's giving you. I wish I could help you more, Jacob. We could definitely help you with the local service ads, but the way it would work is you're going to pay Google directly, and then you pay us a 25% management fee per lead that you receive.
Okay.
So, I don't know when you'll have a moment to even take a look at your profile to see what's going on there, but I will send you my contact information.
Okay.
Via text. If you're interested in us assisting you with that program, I'm going to tell you, it is one of Google's better products, hands down.
Okay.
Anyone that I could offer it to, I do, because I really believe in that program, and our clients have had some really great success with it.
Okay.
With the leads, it's a qualified lead if you gave a price over the phone or set an appointment to give an estimate. But if they're calling you for a service that's outside of what you offer, right? If it doesn't have to do with plumbing or HVAC, those are unqualified leads. And Google has to credit the lead back to you.
Okay, I see.
Okay. And then we can at least get you also verified for the HVAC, you know?
Right. And so to, yes, I'll definitely dig in and see what's going on with the ads and then definitely get back to you guys.
Did you get my text I sent you?
Yes.
Hopefully I spelled your name right. I went with the traditional one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that worked.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Wish I could have helped you with a lot more, but at least, you know, now you know, okay, this is where I got to start, you know?
Right, right.
But, and I can give you just a quick idea of what, like, let's say that lead cost of the 25% would be, right? That you would be, you know, paying us, like, especially, like, let's say with the plumber, right?
Right.
So you would be paying basically, I think it's your cost to, it would be, I'll tell you right now. Okay. So with Google, okay, you're paying $48 directly to Google for the lead, right?
Right.
With us, you, your management fee per lead, you would be paying us $16 per lead.
Okay.
And we're optimizing and managing that profile, you know, the keywords, the search terms, like we're handling it for you.
Okay.
So it kind of takes that off of you, off of your plate, right? We do always start with the minimum monthly budget of up to 13 leads. So basically your activation budget with us for the, what I would say like the management fee would be $209 a month. Okay.
Okay.
Again, as those leads are coming in, like we're also looking too, because if we see that one slip through the cracks, because you know, Google uses an AI system that identifies the qualified and unqualified, and you know, sometimes something slips through, right?
Right.
We would dispute it with Google on your behalf to get that credit back to you.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, Jacob, if anything, give me a call. I mean, we would be more than happy to help you, you know.
Okay.
But yeah, I would definitely investigate and look into that first, okay?
Okay, for sure.
All right. Well, you have yourself a good day. And
you
thank
too.
You so
I'll,
much for taking our call. I appreciate that.
Of course.
Yeah, and just reach out if you have any questions. I'm more than happy to help you. Okay?
Okay. Does texting work as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
You text me back and I'll get the text.
Sounds
okay.
Good. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Have a wonderful and blessed day.
All right, you too. All right.
Bye-bye.